This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 13th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden addressed the North American Agriculture Journalist in Washington today. Vaden said the USDA reorganization is moving ahead this year, and he has been in close contact with key leaders in Congress.
We have worked closely and briefed the committees of jurisdiction, both authorizers and appropriators. They've had questions. We've had answers. And we've also given them, where appropriate, notice of the announcements to come. And I think we have a good working relationship with them. I have talked to the chairman of both the House and Senate Agriculture Committee about our reorganization plan. I've talked to both chairmen of the House Ag Approach Subcommittees, and with regard to the recent Forest Service reorganization, I've talked to the separate authorizers and appropriators there as well.
Vaden said the Department of Agriculture is following through on an investigation into high input costs that farmers are facing.
We're working with the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission as part of an investigation that's public into this and other input costs. In my role as Deputy Secretary, I have met with the officials at both the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission in order to indicate lines of inquiry that they might go down, in order to see to it that this question can be analyzed with the rigor that it should be. We know that farmers have a lot of information that might be relevant to these investigations.
Vaden said the administration and the nation cannot allow existing agriculture suppliers to prevent growth in the industry.
We can't have a situation where the current dominant market players, which from my perspective have had an opportunity, particularly over the last 5 years, to bring new supplies to market, they have refused to do so because they were satisfied with their level of investment and the profit that was making them. That's a choice they made. But now that other people have seen the level of profit that they are making, have decided to put their own private capital behind new efforts, we can't allow them to stand in the way of these new market entrants coming in to steal their market share. That's exactly what should happen in the economy.
Growth Energy CEO Emily Score told journalists today she was pleased Congress was back on the Hill this week, says her members are focused on the task of seeing year-round E15 legislation approved.
Our focus right now is to make sure that Congress knows anything that is moving forward, you've got to include E15 as part of it. We actually have a fly-in this week, so hopefully we'll get the latest and greatest from some of our members in terms of how the conversations are going. The sticking point is that what is the new dynamic is now year-round E15 is being coupled with SRE, and that's something that really was prompted by the American Petroleum Institute. And last fall, you may recall, they said, wait a minute, they pulled back. We don't support this bill anymore.
Score said trade recently has been an asset for the industry, and her members hope to see a successful review and approval of the USMCA trade accord.
So we're very involved in working with all of the agricultural groups and providing our perspective to the administration. We want this to be a review, not a renegotiation. We have established through NAFTA and USMCA a North American supply chain. And Canada has been our biggest trading partner on the ethanol side for many years. Almost 40% of what we export goes to Canada. They've got a clean fuel regulation that is encouraging them blending more than 10%. You've got the provinces with the biggest population centers are looking at an E15 blend, so that's an exciting opportunity for us.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. For a half century, pesticides have affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without them, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential pesticides so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweeds.farming.com. This message brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of America's farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.